Right, this is Jesse Maskell, and it's the 12th of May, 2005. What I want to do is start, what are you doing before the war? Just before the war, what were you doing
then? Oh, I was on the weaving.
You were weaving?
I was a weaving.
And that was with Tomkinsons?
Yes.
Was it? Tomkinsons, yeah. Okay. My next question was, what did you do? But you've already told me that. Yeah. So you're working there till the start of the war?
Yeah.
And what happened when the war started?
Well, when the war started, of course, it all had to finish in the weaving, you know. And we were sent to... Oh, no, well, I'll have to think a bit.
This is for training?
This is, yes.
Wasn't Smethwick?
Pardon?
Wasn't Smethwick? Because you did
tell me once
you went to Smethwick.
Oldbury, yeah. There was a name.
Oldbury?
Yeah.
Yes.
We were sent to Oldbury.
Yeah.
And they were doing the pellets. The pellets for, I tell you what, was it at Armand where all those men come down in parachutes?
Parachutes,
well,
yeah.
That,
oh, yes, yeah.
Yes, well, this is what they was using. This is what it was for. They was round pellets. And I suppose, well, they started a fire, like, these things.
Oh, so they were a little incendiary.
Yes,
devices.
It was an incendiary, yes.
Yeah.
And we did that first. That was at Oldbury.
Oh, that was at Oldbury.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So you went to Oldbury. So they sent you from Tomkinson.
Yeah, up there.
And did they take the whole workforce? Or?
Oh, no.
No.
No, only so many of us.
Well, what happened to the rest of them?
Well, I don't know.
You don't know. Okay. So how long were you there for?
Well, not very long. I shouldn't. After that lot at Arnold.
Yeah.
We had to, we made, they said that was Albright and Wilson up there where we went to.
And this was at the start of the war?
Yes. That was at Oldbury,
okay,
Albright and Wilson.
Yeah, because Arnhem was towards the end of the war, but you mean it was the same sort of things?
No, no, this wasn't towards the end of the war,
no,
I don't think.
But Arnhem was, though.
Yeah, but yeah. We made...
You made the same sort of things?
For that,
okay.
Yes.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah. It was only little pellets.
Yeah.
I couldn't tell you how they was made. I forgot all that. But the next time, Albright and Wilson brought the stuff down here. Because when we used to go up on the train,
yeah,
it was all the balloons up and everything. I think they spent more time in their shelters than anything, which we did as well, because
yeah,
it was with them.
Yeah.
Anyhow.
So you went by train?
Yeah, but we had to do nights. We did nights.
And so you went by train, you got on at Kidderminster.
Yeah,
and it went, Kidderminster. Did it go direct to Oldbury, or did you...
Pardon?
Did it go directly to Oldbury, or did
well,
you have
I
to go to Birmingham?
Did. My friend, her husband, she lived in up the Stourbridge Road I'm talking
yeah.
about.
And who was that?
Yeah, in Kidderminster,
yeah.
You know, Stourbridge Road.
Name?
And her husband used to bring her up to me, up to our house in Stourbridge Road, you
yeah.
know, where Aunt Alice lived and all
yeah.
then.
Yeah, yeah.
In their houses, and we both went up to the
okay
to the what's the name yeah. together, and he used to bring her up on his bike on the crossbar.
Who was that? Was her husband?
Yes.
Yeah. What was her name?
Toon.
June?
Yeah, Toon.
Oh, Toon.
Toon. Yeah.
T O O N.
Yeah.
Oh. Interesting.
What was his first name? Oh, I might think of it eventually. And then when they brought the big bombs down. Well, they weren't very big at first. There was only like a bottle would be, you know, when we first started down here.
This is down here. That was
at Adams,
still all Bright and Wilson.
At Tomkinson's.
Yes.
See, they made it into one of their...
Okay,
anyhow,
at Tomkinson's, down in, by the horse fair.
Pardon?
In Church Fields.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah. And there was like a bottle, like a sauce bottle, but bigger than a sauce bottle.
Yeah.
And then... We done them for a bit.
What did you do with them?
Fill them with phosphorus.
Oh, you filled them with phosphorus? So this was again incendiary devices?
Yeah, they were in the place where we worked. There was big boshes of water where they had to be put in.
Yeah.
And anyhow, then we had to do the big ones. They were sure to be like that towards the bad time of the war. Yes.
That's about...
Ooh. Yeah.
About 9 inches
yes.
diameter.
Yes.
How long?
Yeah.
How long?
Oh no, not that long. That
oh.
long. About like that.
A foot.
Yes.
And were they round? Cylindrical.
Yes. And the girl you said it was some red lead on top. and we used to have to put the screws in.
So you screwed them tight?
Yeah. And then we had to put them in the water and wash them all round.
To get rid of the phosphorus?
We was all in rubbers, like, yes. You know.
Yeah.
And
Did you have breathing masks on?
No.
No?
Nothing like that.
Nothing
then.
Like that.
We had to be examined every 3 months, you know. Us that was on the Boschers, as they called them.
Boschers?
Boschers.
B-O-S?
H ended.
H?
Yeah.
Oh, that's
Bosch.
Bosch ended. These are aimed for the Germans then,
yes.
Aimed for the Bosch.
Yeah.
Oh, I see. Interesting.
Yeah, it's called that.
You're going to Bosch the Boschers.
We used to say the Boschers.
Yeah.
And we used to have a move round, like, sometimes the girls would be on one and then they'd be on the Bosch, see? And that's how they went on.
So they, when you say they were on one, and then they were on the Bosch, what was the one?
What was the one?
You said they were on something else.
Oh, well, they went on the conveyor.
Oh, I see.
To the other girls to pack them. See?
To pack the actual bombs themselves. Yes.
To pack them.
Yeah. Into crates?
Yeah. And when the night at Birmingham Market, the fish market at Birmingham.
Yeah.
The night that was bombed. You could hear it, like, and he hadn't let us go in the shelter, the foreman.
Well, that was in Kidderminster.
Yeah.
So you could hear it.
Well, it was near. I mean, we could hear everything.
Mm.
And he said,
I wonder when that was. That was, what year would that would be?
Oh, Bob, I couldn't tell you. I couldn't tell you the years. Mm. Anyhow, he hadn't let us go in. He said, you're all right. Well, we was. But of course, I think we panicked a bit, you know. But anyhow, we used to have to do nights. You used to have to do 9 o'clock at night till 6 in the morning.
9 o'clock at night till 6 in the morning?
Yeah.
And was there someone else working in the day?
Oh, yeah.
Doing the same
shift.
Doing
we
the same thing.
Shifts,
so 2 shifts?
Yeah.
9 till 6 and 6 till 9? Yeah.
Yeah. Of course, we made up for it when we was on day shift. We used to do the dances every night.
Oh, so you did swap shifts?
Oh, yes,
yeah, you did,
yes.
You went from one to the other?
Yes. We didn't do all nights, like, they had to swap.
So then you got a 24-hour off, a whole day off?
Well, we didn't get, yes, 24-hour
yes,
off.
And then you
swapped
shifts.
Back on the nights.
Yeah, yes, okay.
So that's what we did.
And that was for a couple of years?
Yeah.
2 or 3 years?
More than that, wasn't it?
And you did the same thing all the time?
Yeah. And then when it finished, well, it was getting towards the finish of the war.
Yes.
We had to go to, well, they sent us to Hartlebury, and I hated the mortal sight of it. I really did.
That was on the Hartlebury.
Oh, yes.
That was on the RAF station.
Yeah.
And that was just warehousing, wasn't it? Yeah.
Yes, it was number 5, I think it was. But I hated the mortal sight of it.
Why was that?
I don't know, but I didn't like it at all. I'd rather do something with my hands, you know.
So what did you have to do?
Oh, it was all writing and all that, you
oh,
know.
Oh, I see. Well,
and that's the thing I hate. I hate writing. And anyhow, we got through that, and they sent for us back at Tomkinson's. All right, Wilson.
Yeah.
And we done just a bit of odd jobbing kind of thing, you know. We had a letter to say if we'd like to go back. So we went back, which we was very glad of. Well, I mean, when you've been active, you know, done all that you had to do, it got on your nerves when you had to hang about at Hartlebury, and because there's a lot of Londoners there as well, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
So we had two, the one was, well, they was both Londoners, oh my God.
But I'm sure you once told me that you went to Smethwick.
No, not Smerwick.
No?
No, my neighbour comes
so
from Smerwick.
So it was Oldbury then? That was what
Oldbury.
You must have told me about.
It was funny, really, in my opinion, because my dad was, he was unfit for the First World War. I got his papers and everything now.
Yeah.
And he was unfit for action, you know. So, of course, they sent it them, like us. They sent him where he'd got to go. And he had to go to Oldbury.
Oh, and that was in the First World War.
That was the First World
War. What did he do there?
Yeah.
Was he working on munitions?
No, he was a bricklayer, and he never laid a brick in his life.
But
he was like all,
yeah.
He was one like you, really. He was all guarding, you know,
yeah.
And all that.
So he had to learn.
Yeah, and he had to learn it. Yes. But towards the end of the war, like, he was all right. He got, well, he had to get used to it, didn't he?
Well, yeah, everyone had to do what they...
Because, I mean, I was born in 1914, you see. So, I don't know how he got there. Whether he must have gone on the train, or should think, because he hadn't got no...
Must have been train, and there might have been buses, but in 1914 it had been trains,
But
spent a lot of time travelling, I expect, yeah.
I met one of the girls, some weeks ago, and he'd had a fall, and he'd got a stick. I said, oh, you've joined the brigade, have you? He says, yes. He said, we had some fun, though, didn't we? You know,
well, yes. I know what you mean, yes. You made the best of it, didn't you?
Yes, we did, you know. When we went to dances, we had fun, you know. And there used to be Ruth Watkins.
This is during the war, yeah. When you were working...
Ruth Watkins was used to come over sometimes. She was friendly of Agnes Jennings. Agnes passed away some time ago.
I don't remember that.
And Ruth used to come with us, and she'd say, now stick together. No Yanks. Of course, this was the first lot.
First lot of Yanks.
Well, we used to go to Cornsall. You know Cornsall, don't you?
Yeah, I know Cornsall, yeah.
Well, we used to go to a pub called, it was Ralph Barker's. I couldn't tell you the name of the pub. We always used to say, we'll go to Ralph Barker's. Well, we went to Ralph Barker's, and of course all the Yanks was in Woverley Park.
Yes, in the camp, yeah.
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 And they were more or less soldiers that had come to recuperate and all that.
Yes, yeah, it was a convalescent place, wasn't it?
Well, no, because I'd got a bike then, and Agnes Jennings. I don't think Ruth was with us then, though. And they wanted to know if they could borrow our bikes. So we said yes. You know, they was only going for a ride round.
Who's the Americans?
Yeah. So we said yes, they could have them, you know. Hey, come back, the flaming seats. It was all askew. I don't know what they'd been doing.
They tried to lift them up a bit. They were a bit low for them.
Oh, must have been.
So they tried to raise them. Yeah.
They, I mean, they hadn't done anything to them, like, you know, they was all right. But, oh, my God. I always remember that.
What did Ruth do in the war?
I don't know.
You don't know?
I couldn't remember.
She used to work for Tompkinson. She was a weaver at Tompkinson's, wasn't she?
And then when we went to a do once, and they wasn't Americans. I don't know who they were, but Ruth was with us.
Yeah.
And she says, now don't get going outside of anybody or anything, you know, which was good advice, really, you know. So none of us did. And we went in a coach. I tell you what, we went with some girls, and their husbands was in a band, you know.
Yeah, a dance band.
Yeah. Well, anyhow, these chaps was playing in the band for the dancing and all that, see.
Yeah.
Well, anyhow, we went, I don't know, I see the girl now. Her husband passed away some time ago. But we went in this coach, Bob. It was 6 o'clock in the morning when we got back. It was that cold. It was all iced up when we come back. The roads, I mean.
Yeah. Yeah.
And of course we was all froze, you know. Oh my God.
And where was the dance?
I don't know.
You don't know where it was?
I don't know.
But you had to go by coach to it.
I think it was some poles as well though, if I'm not.
So it could have been Birmingham or something, or Wolverhampton or something. A big place.
Farther than that.
Well, really?
Oh yes. Of course, you know, nobody wanted to get home, did they?
No. Farther than Birmingham and Wolverhampton.
Yeah, and I always remember they dropped me in the horse fair. I don't know how I walked up the Stairbridge Road. You know where Aunt Alice used to live?
Yeah.
Well, we lived just...
Lived just opposite.
Just below.
Just below.
Yeah, in the next yard, like. Yeah. They were yards then, weren't they?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, we lived in the next yard. Then we went to Birmingham to a pantomime. We never got back from there till goodness knows what time. Of course, that again was the roads, you know, it was that bad winter. We had a bad winter.
Or during the war, or just after the war?
Oh, it must have been during the war.
Because there was a bad winter in 1947, but
that
was after
the
war.
Oh, I was so married
this
then.
But this was...
I was married then.
Okay, so this was during the war.
Mm. But this girl said to me last week, she said, we had some fun, didn't we? We had a dance and that. Well, we did. Really?
Yes.
You know,
you
had to put it behind you because it'd get on your nerves.
Well, yeah, and you were working so hard.
That's right, yeah.
And constantly.
Yeah.
Little holiday. And it was, Not very pleasant work, really, was
no.
it?
No. And of course, as I said, we had gloves, rubber gloves on what I was doing on the Boches.
On the bombs, on the Boches, yes.
We had rubber gloves and all that, but you never had a wash or anything before you come home. You got to have it. And if we went in the house and you hadn't put a light on, you could see all the light
you could
on
see
it.
So you did get still got a lot of phosphorus
on. The phosphorus.
Yeah. Nowadays, you see, they'd have.
Oh, yes.
Well, you'd be really suited up, and you'd have a shower before you left, wouldn't
That's
you?
That's right, yeah. But, you could look at your hands, and, well, it was probably your face and all, really, I expect.
Yeah.
Because you never had nothing on your face
or anything.
No.
And it's probably in your lungs as well.
Well, that was it. There was a lot of girls had, chest trouble after, you know.
Yeah. I'm interested, just to go back to the. When you went to Albury, you were working on pellets.
Yeah.
How big were those?
Well, I'd say like that.
So about inch and a half. Inch and a half. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, they
inch and a half
small,
to 2 inches.
Though. Yeah.
And they were round.
Yes.
Yeah.
And they were white.
And they were white, and they were about an inch thick. Yeah. And okay.
Yeah.
And were they phosphorus as well?
Well, I suppose they was. They said they fired as they fell. I mean, we never see anything like that.
Well, what did you do with them?
Well, I don't really remember, Bob, about that, what they did with them.
Now, what did you do, though?
I was on the packing then.
Oh, so just these pellets came along on a conveyor belt?
Yeah,
and you just packed them?
Yeah. I was on the water once, and you had to pick them up, see?
Yeah.
Pick them up.
On the water?
On the Boches.
Oh, I see, yes.
And
yeah.
You had to pick them up.
Yeah.
And see if they was all right, you know.
Yeah.
And then they was examined. I wasn't an examiner, but they was examined, of course.
Yeah.
Then I suppose they was packed.
Yeah.
That was up there, so I really don't.
But the Boches were metal, weren't they?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. But the pellets were they metal pellets or were they?
Were they what?
Were they metal? The pellets.
Pellets.
In Albury.
No. The pellets were they were like like you cut, you know, the end of a candle.
Yes.
Like cut it off.
Oh, so it was like waxy.
Yeah.
They were waxy.
Yeah.
Oh. I'll have to find out what they
You've been taking me back all over it again.
Well.
I shall think of someone else when you've gone, I expect.
Well, if you do, yeah, then I'll come back and
and
you can tell me. You can let me know. Let's get it straight. You went so when the war started. What were you doing when war was declared? Do you remember?
When it started.
Yeah, when war started, on the day.
Oh, I was on the weaving.
You were weaving.
I was weaving.
Yeah.
Tompkins.
You were weaving with Tompkins. What sort of carpets did you weave?
Axminster.
Axminster. And then after the war was declared, they closed down the carpet factory.
Yeah.
Well, they turned it over to something else, I guess, didn't they? They were doing...
Well...
They were probably working on these Boches, but
that's
you...
That's right.
But you were sent to... Albury.
No, they wasn't working on the Boches. That wasn't brought here until after.
Okay. Do you know what they were doing when you were working on pellets then?
No. Because there used to be a nurse and we used to have to be examined every three...
Yes, yes.
3 months.
Yeah. Now, you gave me a photograph of Tompkins's, the staff of Tompkins's.
I showed you one, didn't I?
You lent it to me and I got a copy of it.
Yeah.
Was that during the war?
Yeah.
Was that when you were working there?
Yes.
Right,
the
okay.
nurse is on that as well.
Is she? Okay, that's good. Because I've got
and
a copy of that.
And the foreman, he was very good, you know.
Do you know the names of now?
The foreman.
Yeah.
Can't think of his name. He was ever so nice, though. No, can't. I might think of it before you go.
Okay. Well, now apart from the dancing, and the working on the Boches, and the pellets, can you think of anything else that strikes you from living in Kidderminster during the war?
As well.
Anything else that you can remember that sort of stands out?
No, I don't think so.
I mean, do you remember going to? They had things like. Holidays at home, didn't they?
Oh,
do you remember
no,
those?
Nothing like that. We never went.
Didn't you? I remember going to one in St George's Park.
Did
but,
you?
Yeah.
But no.
I got lost.
Yeah, no.
I must have been quite young and I got lost.
Ah, yeah.
And they found me and all I would tell them, my name was Big Boy. I was a tannoy there. Then my mother knew who it was straight away. Don't know why.
Yeah. But, I never went to anything like that.
No.
Then we went
Do you remember any of the bombing that went?
No.
There weren't many, were there?
But. Only that lot of Birmingham, I remember that. When they bombed the fish market. Well, they bombed more than
so,
that.
And you heard it, yeah? You say you heard that?
Oh, yeah.
Now, could you see, was there a glow
in the sky?
Was there a glow in the sky?
Yes.
Because that's interesting. I can remember Mom taking me out of the front door and looking up Leswell Lane.
Yeah.
And showing me this glow in the sky.
Yeah.
I think she was holding me in her arm.
Yeah.
But I can't imagine when that was, because I was only...
No.
When the war started, I was only 9 months old.
Oh, well.
So yeah. It must have been beyond that. It must have been 19... If Rita remember, it must have been 1942, I guess, or 43.
Must have been, yeah.
But I can remember this glow in the sky, and I guess it must have been Birmingham, because Coventry's a bit far away
yeah,
to see,
well,
I guess, really.
They bombed Birmingham a lot.
Yeah, they did. So it could have been any night, yes, it could have been any time.
Yeah. Like the other day, I was talking to a person, and I ought to have had more sense than ask her, and she took me up to Norman's grave,
yes.
My husband's grave, in St. George's Churchyard.
Oh, yes.
And anyway, I said to her, do you remember the church being burnt? And she said, no. I ought to have had more sense because I don't think she's 60.
Oh, so yes, because it was 1920, wasn't
oh,
it? Something?
Yeah.
1920
now
something,
I can
anyway.
Remember my mother yeah. taking me up in the bedroom and yeah. we could see the church and we could see all the light from it and the smoke.
Yeah. Yeah.
I remember my mother taking me
yeah.
upstairs to see that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Norman's buried in St. George's Church?
Pardon?
Norman's buried in St. George's Churchyard, is he?
No, his parents, yes, his parents is in, they're in St. John's.
Okay, but Norman's in?
Norman's in the
St.
churchyard, and
yeah.
so am I going.
Are you?
Okay. I hope not yet.
Not yet, no, not a long time.
But,
yet,
he didn't like cremation, and I don't. It's good, I suppose, in its way, and everybody's got their own opinion of it, but I don't want to be cremated. I used to say to Norman, don't you have me burnt?
Well, there's a lot of family, another Hatton actually, but I don't think that she's related. She was married to, she married a Lindsay, who was Bill's grandmother, and she's buried in St. George's Church, and so is Lindsay. But we're talking a long time back, 1860, 1870, that sort of time.
I remember when I used to go to my mum's grandma, you know, my mum's mother.
Yes,
she lived in Jerusalem War.
That's right.
Yeah. And he used to make
Hannah,
lovely apple pies.
Yeah, Hannah,
oh, her pastry
Hannah Powell,
was
yeah.
grand.
Well, they used to call her Anna, didn't they? But her name was Hannah.
Yeah.
Her actual name, her name was Christiana. Christiana.
Was it?
Yeah.
Ah.
He was baptised, yeah.
Funny you saying about names. Now, the lady down below, her name's Suzanne. She always, like her birthday cards, when she sends them to us, like
yeah.
we send each other one. And Christmas, always puts Susanna on. Always. I always says, hello, Sue. But yes, she always uses her name properly, you know.
Yeah. Can I just go back to the war again? You talk about the Americans at Waverley. Did they come into Kidderminster much?
Who?
The Americans.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do they do? What do they do? They go to the pubs and...
Well, yes.
Did they go to the Florence? Was the Florence ballroom going then?
Yes. Florence ballroom was
yeah.
open then.
Okay.
They used to come... Now I'm going to tell you something. It's gone now.
The Americans. Used to come in from Waverley.
We used to, when we was on nights, working on nights, on
yeah.
munitions,
yeah.
we used to have an hour rest, like, during the night.
Yeah.
So, there was a gang of us, and we always used to have a walk around the town, holding arms, you never,
yeah.
it was all in, this was how we went round, you know, we used to see a lot of the Yanks then, just say, they never, like, never interfered with us, and they just spoke to us, you
yeah.
know, and we went on our way. And I always remembered one night we went down Worcester Street and there was a butcher's down there and they got the freezers on, you know, for the meat.
Yeah.
And we could hear them, but we didn't know what it was. Of course, one whoop went up, you know. And they said, oh, it's all right, it's only the freezer.
You thought it was the bombers coming out?
Yeah.
Yeah. Could you tell the difference between German bombers and English aircraft?
No.
Oh.
I couldn't.
My mother always used to say, oh, those are Germans coming over.
Yeah.
It's something to do with the noise of the engine.
No, I couldn't, Bob. My dad might have done, but
yeah.
I didn't. No. Oh, my dad couldn't bear it. Because he couldn't, well, he went to work up at Adams's afterwards, you know, after
did
the
you,
war.
After what? And your dad, in the Second World War,
yeah.
where did he work?
Up at Adams's.
He worked at Adams's?
Yeah.
And they were on munitions as well, presumably.
Pardon?
They were working on munitions as well, presumably.
Yeah,
right?
But they were. What did they do up there? I think they was on the... Edna was on the... making screws or something, I think it was. It was a, now it was something in oil. It was a dirty game, a dirty job. But I can't think what Edna.
Oh, and that's your cousin Edna?
Yeah, you know her. She come with me.
Yes.
That's how she met her husband.
Cause he was working at Adams's?
No, at Gilt Edge.
At Gilt Edge?
Yeah, Gilt Edge, because...
Or what became Gilt Edge? Carpet Trades?
I don't know what become of it.
No, but I mean, Gilt Edge was Carpet Trades before, wasn't
carpet
it?
Carpet Trades, not yes. Gilt Edge, it wasn't.
Carpet Trades became
that's
Gilt
right,
Edge,
yeah. And I can't think what it was they used to make. Something for the war, of course.
Yeah.
Her husband was sent, what her husband was now like, he was sent from Birmingham up here.
Oh, so he's from Birmingham, okay.
Yeah.
And now lives and then settled in Kidderminster.
Yeah. He was a Sheffield man, actually.
He moved about a bit then, yeah.
So he'd been round a bit.
Yeah, that's fine. Gradually came south.
Yeah. We did have some fun. It's not a shame we didn't.
No.
This girl said to me the other week how we used to dance round, hadn't we? I said, oh, well. It's funny how you can go back, you know, when you think about it all. But
you just need something to trigger your memory sometimes.
Yeah, I forget a little bit now. I do forget.
So do I. I was going to ask you a question and I've forgotten what it was.
No.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you do because that makes me feel better.
It's something to do with the war. It was. Oh, I know what it was. Yes. Do you remember what you did on VE Day? On Victory Day?
Yes, I went to St Mary's Church.
You went to St Mary's Church?
I went to church, yeah. I was on my own, but yeah. I went to church.
And that was on the day, was it?
Yeah.
In daytime?
Yeah.
Do you remember, was there a celebration outside?
Well, there wasn't one up Starbridge Road.
No, but I mean outside St Mary's Church.
Well, no.
On an evening.
Well, it might have been on the evening, but
was there a gathering outside?
Well, I don't remember that, Bob, because I went in the morning.
Well, you went in the morning?
Yeah, I went in the morning.
Okay. It was just that I have this memory of being on my dad's shoulders.
Oh, yeah.
In a crowd of people outside St Mary's Church by the War Memorial, and they were singing Land of Hope and Glory.
Oh, yeah.
And I can remember that because next day I was in trouble with him and I started singing Land of Hope and Glory, Trouble for My Dad.
Yeah.
But that was the next day. But,
yeah.
We were living at Bill's at the time because my mother had arthritis.
Were you? Yeah.
But Dan must have come back from Italy, I guess, by then.
Yeah. But now I am.
So they didn't have a party in Starbridge Road, street party. There were street parties all over the
Kidderminster. Oh, tea parties, yes. They had them all over the place,
yeah,
didn't they?
Yeah.
Of course, in Starbridge Road, there was nowhere really,
it's
was
busy,
it? They
it?
Could
no.
have them, see.
No. They had bonfires as well, didn't they? They had bonfires.
Oh, a long time
bonfire,
ago. Yeah.
The bonfire in Leswell Lane, I remember. Yeah. For VE Day and VJ Day. There were marks in the road for years.
Oh,
afterwards.
Yeah.
No,
there ain't many of us now.
No, which is why.
You know.
Yeah.
I mean, there's only me and probably Bill. Well, he would do. He'd remember it being in the war.
Yeah, I'll have to ask him, but I suspect he was away most of the war.
He wouldn't have known much
here.
Yeah,
it's like my dad, you know.
No.
He wouldn't have known what happened to him.
Then we used to have a woman and, well, it was her daughter. And used to say, hey, Mum, I'll get you some eggs if you want some. You had to pay for them,
oh, yes.
Like.
Yes.
And I used to have three. That was my mum and dad, one each.
Yeah,
and me.
Because they were all ration books, weren't they? You don't have an old ration book, do you?
No, I haven't.
Edna's
got one, but I haven't.
Has she? Could you ask if I could borrow it?
Yeah, I will.
Just to call.
I'll see you tomorrow.
I'd like to borrow it.
Yeah.
And you don't have an old identity card?
Oh, no.
No?
If she's got
one of those, I'd like to borrow that. If she'd let me borrow it and copy it.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Well, because her son had a very bad accident. He was only 16. He got a motorbike. Well, in those days, you could have one at that.
Yes.
That, now you know.
Yeah.
And because he's turned 60 now.
Yeah.
And he had to have his leg off.
Oh.
And he don't have any good health at all. He's just thin as anything. And she said to me, I've had to do away a lot of Air Tony's things, she said. We got things where he was in the hospital or
yeah.
what the doctors said
yeah.
and everything, you know.
Yeah.
So, but I don't, I think she's still got the ration book, but I will ask her.
Oh, I'd love to have it because we haven't got any ration books
no.
to look at. And most of the ones we've seen are not from Kidderminster. So a Kidderminster ration book would be
yeah.
lovely. You know, just we don't want to need to keep it, just want to copy it.
No, I know you don't want to keep it. I don't know what happened to ours. Of course.
Well, no, and I can remember having seen my identity card and ration book, but they, of course, they were used, I suppose. When they,
mind you, our mother kept things like that. But when we got married and we moved out of the house where we was with Mom,
because
Norman, he burned everything, yeah. You know.
That's when it goes.
I know our mother had some pictures in the bedroom, yeah. And they was ever so nice. They'd got little angels on them. Yeah. Well, I thought they was nice, you know.
Yeah.
How you did in those days.
Yeah.
Didn't that much.
No.
And when he had to put a lot up at his mother's house, see, yeah. For us, because we'd go in another. And I never see him again.
Well, you know, your Aunt Ruth, my grandma.
Yeah.
In her little house in,
yeah.
Hercot Road, as you went down the door, there was a photo, a big photograph on the side. Do you remember it? It was a First of all photograph with the family on.
No, I don't remember that part.
Well, it was just when you went in, and it was about that size photograph. I've got a small version of it there, and it's framed.
Yeah.
And in it, you used to stick all little photographs of her children and grandchildren.
Yeah.
So it covered it. When she moved up to Foley Park, when they compulsory purchased
her place. I went up there to see you.
When she moved out there, that photograph, and also a lot of other things, was just tipped. Which is amazing to me. It must have been Auntie Ruth, I suppose.
Yeah.
Just didn't see any value in it or anything. But fortunately, we've got a little copy of it, which we've been able to use. But
yeah.
That was a shame, really. This big photograph.
No, I don't remember that.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't go.
I do, I mean.
I didn't go to Aunt Ruth's much.
No.
You know, if I went, it was with my mum, see.
Yes, yeah, when you were younger, yeah.
They didn't visit much. Well, they all had big families, didn't they?
They did, didn't they? Yeah.
It was only her mum and Auntie Jessie had one daughter.
And there was Olive up the road, Constitution Hill, wasn't there? Yeah.
Yeah, that was Aunt Olive.
Yeah, and she was the eldest.
Yes,
yeah,
she was. Mm-hmm. Then Aunt Alice come next, didn't she?
She was a similar age to Ruth, I think, yes. I'm not sure which order. I think she was a little bit older, yes,
yeah.
I think she was.
I don't know.
And there was a Jessie as well, wasn't there?
Yeah, Aunt
Jessie. She moved to...
Where was it? She
Market Harbour or something. No, that sort of area.
Somewhere there,
Thruxton,
yeah. We never really heard much of her.
Her husband
she
was
used to come
a gas
to Grand's.
Or worked for the gas. Yeah.
She used to come to Grand's sometimes.
Yes, I think I've met her. I met her granddaughter once. Yeah.
I can't remember seeing her, but... I know I was at work at Tomkinson's then, and she come to Grand's, and she told her mum she see me. I thought, well, I wish she'd have called me, you know, but she didn't.
I think they used to come occasionally and stay next door to Aunt Ruth.
Oh,
now, that was another relative, wasn't it?
Alice
Ruth.
Watkins.
Yes, but she was became Alice Ruth, didn't she?
Yes. Ah, that's right.
Yeah. And I suspect... They either stayed there or they visited there, I can't remember. But I remember a granddaughter coming with them sometimes, staying.
Yeah. And I know that she had one daughter, Aunt Jessie did.
Yeah.
But I don't know whatever happened to them.
No, I don't. I think I've got some details.
I always remembered her husband. Her husband passed away, Aunt Jessie. And Aunt Ruth come to tell her mum, you know. And because you didn't have letters and phones, did you, not then?
No.
And... Her mum said, well, we better send some flowers, hadn't we? She says, well, they didn't send none to you or Bill, did they? Well, it's right, isn't it?
Yes, that's right.
So that was it.
So they didn't?
No.
Okay.
So Mum didn't?
No. They weren't a close family, were they?
No.
I don't think so.
No. Mum used to go to Aunt Alice's, you know, after the war,
and
do her some washing and all that.
Yeah.
But, I mean, all her children had left home by then, you know. And Hilda had gone abroad, along with her husband, so of course.
Mm. I know that Philip, that's my brother, said that your aunt Ruth, my grandma, used to say that she thought a lot of Sydney.
Yes.
He'd taken the trouble to do a lot for her when her husband Jack died.
Yeah.
But it couldn't have been much, because he was overseas most of the time, wasn't he? But perhaps when he came back, but he was only on leave when he died, wasn't he?
Yeah. I used to laugh when Dr. Lurin, it was him then, do you remember Dr. Lurin?
I've heard the name.
Well.
He must have been still around.
When he came to Aunt Alice, because she was a bad diabetic, you know.
Oh, no, I didn't know that.
Yeah, she was. And she used to go almost mad if the nurse didn't come and give her
the injection.
Insulin test. Anyhow, I said, have a look in my stove, see how that rice pudding's going on. Aunt Alice used to say to
the nurse or the doctor?
To the doctor, and he did. She was like that, you know. It was good days, really, you know.
Well, you had to make your own fun, didn't you? Then?
Yeah. When I think of all you got today, and they never had a thing, did they?
No. The wireless was the biggest thing. That was the thing, wasn't it?
Oh, I can remember our mother and the wireless, and I used to listen to Mother at anyway, it was something like the Archers of afternoon. And I used to go mad because, of course, you had to have them batteries then, you know.
Yeah, you used to take them down. Accumulators to be charged. Where did you take them to yours?
Down to Tabs, I used to
take. Oh, you went to Tabs to do it?
Down to Tabs.
I used to go down to Russell's.
Oh, yeah.
In Coventry Street.
Well, he was nearer that. Yeah.
That's right, yeah.
It's funny.
I mean, I guess it was towards the end of the war then.
Oh, yeah.
Afterwards, when I was... Yeah, then you had the little accumulators.
Yeah.
And there was a big battery that went in, wasn't there? A big high-tension battery, about the size of this tape recorder. Really. And there was a little tiny one as well that lasted longer. But it was accumulators that needed charging, didn't it? They didn't last for long, did they?
Yeah.
We used to have two.
Wow.
Two accumulators.
Oh, yeah.
It took one to be charged and brought the other one back.
And mother used to take them when they, I don't think they'd hardly got out.
Just to make sure they...
make sure. Oh, she loved the wireless.
Do you remember any wireless programmes during the war that you used to listen to?
I don't remember listening to any of them.
It was like it, Mom.
I was out all the time.
Living it up. And you were working 12 hours, right?
Yeah. I mean, we had to do nights.
So you were working 12 hours.
That's right.
Sleeping,
yeah.
I guess, for a long time.
Half the day.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you couldn't expect much, could you, of us?
No. And how did you manage for food? Was it okay?
Well, you just had to make do.
Because you lived at home, didn't you? Yeah.
You just had to make do. Couldn't do much about it.
Yeah.
I often wondered what we did have. I ate it Spam. Oh,
Spam, yeah. Did you have rabbit, though?
Rabbits.
Yeah.
Yes.
But you didn't like Spam.
No.
That was American, wasn't it? That was new.
Yeah. Now I see it in the supermarket, Spam.
Yes.
Oh, I think, my God, no.
Spam fritters and Spam, all sorts of things, yeah.
Mind you, I suppose it was all right.
I think
we were a healthier nation.
Yeah. I used to like Spam, yeah.
I'm sure we was.
But I was brought up on it, wasn't it?
Makes you wonder, don't it?
But, I mean, yes, they used to have a lot of rabbits, didn't they?
Yes, yeah. And my grandfather used to have fowl and all, see?
Yes.
So, of course, Mum used to have a chicken now and again.
Yeah.
Was now and again, but she did. Granddad always...
Well, they were special chickens.
Oh,
probably.
Yeah.
But rabbits was more...
Always see that we had some, you know.
Yeah.
Not every week, though.
So I remember taking the rabbit skins to Stubblers.
Yeah.
You get threatened.
Mind you, it was nice, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah.
The suit, I liked it.
Yeah.
I liked it, the rabbit.
Well, we haven't had it for a long time now, but we used to have rabbit stew.
They started to sell it again, didn't they, at one
time?
It's
myxomatosis that knocked
it. Yeah, it was myxomatosis,
yeah.
I suppose that isn't cleared up yet.
No.
They'll always be there, I suppose. I often wonder what we eat now. Some of the rubbish.
Well, the chicken doesn't taste like it used to, does it, now? It's cheaper. It is relatively cheaper food, isn't it, now, than it used to be?
Yeah. Oh, I mean, it's everybody to their own liking, you know. Now, my neighbour, her daughter-in-law used to bring her the dinners, you know, from, sometimes Mark and Spencer, sometimes Sainsbury's, you know. And she couldn't bear the potatoes, so she used to take all the potatoes off. I used to say to her, well, Lily, you've got nothing left. Well, she said, I don't like potatoes. Poor Lil. Mind you, I've missed her.
Well, the neighbour?
I missed her, you know.
Yeah.
When I was coming home, he used to see me come home on the bus. And he'd wait at the top of the stairs because I couldn't get down, not for a few years, really. And he'd say, are you coming in? I said, in a minute. You coming in? Yes, I'll leave the door open. I said, all right. You know.
Yeah, if you could really do with someone in there, couldn't you, really?
Yeah. I hadn't got the time sometimes, but I made it,
I
thought, well, I might need somebody someday.
Yeah.
Because, of course, the trouble was, she was very deaf.
And I remember you saying that,
get through to her.
It's difficult, isn't it? Yeah.
It was bad, really.
Yeah.
He said, I can't understand it. He said, none of our folks was deaf. And she was the youngest of nine girls. She said she couldn't understand.
Or maybe she'd work somewhere where it was noisy.
It does happen sometimes. Yeah. She worked, after the war, of course, she worked in a place up Smerwick, and they made screws.
Well, yeah, there were lots of iron work, yes.
Yeah.
Screws and nails.
That kind of work.
Screws, nails, anything to do with iron, yeah. Steel.